93.7, the River, River City's classic rock. This is why I love Joe so much. I want you to tell everyone what you just told me about the sandwich. Tell them what you said.
I can't.
No, not that part. The part before that. Tell them what you said about the turkey croissant sandwich you bought out of the market here at the iHeartMedia Megaplex.
I bit into it, and I looked at him, and I had an awful look on my face, and I said, this is uneatable.
You said, this sandwich is uneatable. Yeah. Dana, do you see a problem with that? The sandwich is uneatable.
Yes.
Okay, so you see it. Yeah. I hear it. Hopefully the River Rockers hear it. That's why I love Joe. He looks at me, and he's got this disgusting look on his face. He's like, this sandwich is uneatable.
It was the worst tasting sandwich I've ever put to my lips.
Yeah, just for future reference, and again, I only do this not to humiliate or embarrass you, but to teach you, it's inedible. The sandwich is inedible.
Inedible?
Yeah, it's not uneatable. But I appreciate that.
Inedible.
Inedible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Really?
That's how you would say that. It's inedible.
If you're going to write that down, or if you're going to send someone a note that sent you like bad cookies, your cookies were inedible.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. You wouldn't write your cookies were uneatable.
Really?
Wholeheartedly. Yes, honestly.
I mean, I would.
Thoroughly. Oh, you did.
Yeah.
I know. That's why we talked about it.
Uneatable. Not a word.
No. Not a word.
Sorry, Joe.
Should be.
This is what Ellen sent out on Twitter. For Katy Perry. Katy Perry, as you know, she just celebrated a birthday, or you may not know. So, this is what Ellen did on Twitter. She wrote, Happy birthday at Katy Perry. It's time to bring out the big balloons! Exclamation mark. That's it. Okay? She sends it out.
She turned 30 or something?
Yeah, 20, 18. I don't know what she is. Katy Perry. Anyway, she sends a tweet out. Her and Ellen are friends. And then everybody in the Twitter sphere goes crazy. People start calling Ellen, Ellen Weinstein.
Oh, my goodness.
And they start attacking her. Then Piers Morgan comes out and says, if a man tweeted that or something similar, he would be called a sexist pig. People demanding for an apology now from Ellen because she said, Happy birthday, Katy Perry. It's time to bring out the big balloons. As you know, for a woman, Katy Perry, well endowed.
Oh, my God. That is a stretch.
So it really is.
That is a stretch.
Okay, I asked Dana. Dana, anything sexist going on?
No.
Okay.
It's time to bring it. That went over my head. I'm a man.
And you didn't get that.
I mean, I claim to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get the implication with balloons, but honestly, it was about her birthday.
Yeah.
Did you get the implication from the tweet,
though? That's literally all she wrote is, Happy birthday, it's time to bring out the big balloons.
Yeah. Well, why didn't she write, time to break out the birthday cake?
I mean, what? Cake, well, I mean, balloons you could, and cake, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares?
She said that because, and there's a pretty famous photo of Ellen. They're out at some award thing or whatever. Ellen's there with her girlfriend or wife or whomever, and Katy Perry's standing there, and Ellen is like looking. You know how I do? I take the photos when there's a well-busted chick.
Yes, we all know. Even the well-busted chicks.
Yeah, and so we're taking photos, like at a concert or whatever. I'll always stare at them. And that's all Ellen was doing in this photo. She's staring at Katy Perry's cleavage, because it's opened up, it's hanging out, and Ellen's not looking at the camera, she's staring at Katy Perry's chest. So, I get the implication. I don't think Ellen DeGeneres is funny.
Did she mean it that way?
Well, yeah. Of course she did.
So?
Happy birthday at Katy Perry, it's time to bring out the big balloons.
Did she have the picture there?
Yeah, the picture's on the tweet.
Oh, and because if I would just see that somewhere, that would not have...
Wait, what's in the picture, though?
Katy with her
boobs hanging out and Ellen staring at her.
Okay, well, that's something that you left out.
You didn't leave that. You didn't tell us that in the beginning.
Yeah, I talked about the picture. That's in the tweet. Yeah.
Oh, we thought it was just a straight text.
Yeah. Even if it were. Everyone knows
a photo?
Even if it were. Everyone knows that Katy Perry has a big chest.
Yes, but not all of us are perverted like that. That went over my head. I was legitimately thinking... Balloons.
Okay, as somebody who is well endowed like Katy Perry, if somebody said to me just in plain text, Happy birthday, Dana, time to bring out the big balloons, I wouldn't think anything of it. I mean, if you tweeted a picture of that and then put a picture of my cleavage with it, yeah, I would get the implication, but the two are different, I think.
Okay, so no big deal.
But yeah, to me, no big deal.
I didn't even catch it.
Okay, Ellen has gone on. She's done lots of stuff. She's very against workplace harassment or sexual harassment anyway. Everybody knows about
this. Is Ellen.
Yeah, it's Ellen. But now people, they want her head on a stick and they're upset at her. And she's long been an advocate of sexual harassment. She does not advocate it in any way. But again, this is stupid, right? I mean, it really is.
Is it a headhunt for her for some reason? Did she make someone angry?
I don't know. People are just overly sensitive right now. And
you know who's going to have to watch it. Stuff like this is going around. It's you, sir. You make some offhanded comments. You make some offhanded looks here and there. And you are not a harasser, a sexual harasser in any way, shape, or form. But you know what you are? And it's getting worse as the years come about you. You're a dirty old man.
Really? Okay. No, fair enough. I'm a sexist pig.
I wouldn't say that.
A heathen is what he normally calls you.
Just dirty old man.
Okay. Well, isn't this kind of sort of the same thing, though, what Piers Morgan's saying? Is that if a guy sent this out, they would be a sexist pig? Now,
I don't know, because I don't know what upsets people anymore. They get so upset over things that seem to go over my head.
This was kind of sort of sent out by a guy, and I'm not saying anything about her sex.
Why, she's got a guy who runs her Twitter?
No, I'm talking about...
No, she's a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
Again, over my head.
See... Joe getting shorter by the minute. If a lesbian or same-sex person is making remarks about you that are sexually charged, it kind of is the same thing. Ellen's into girls. She's into women. So if she makes the comment, it's just like a guy made the comment. Right?
So this
I can see that, yeah.
This is the hard part about it, because we don't know what her and Katy Perry's friendship is like, aside from what we've seen... You know, in the social media. Like, yeah. You don't know the behind the scenes Katie.
They gotta
friendship.
Be buddies.
But
though,
to
right?
me, that seems like something friends would say. And I wouldn't take offense to it if it was a guy, a girl, a lesbian. I don't care who it was who said it to me. If we were friends, I probably wouldn't even think anything of it.
Okay, what about a stranger?
A stranger I might not appreciate.
Okay, all right.
I would like to know how the stranger knows it's my birthday.
Well,
clearly they're not strangers. You know? They're not strangers to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
What if they're friends?
What if anyone out there that has a gay friend and you have a birthday and they would say something like that to you, would you be offended by that? You'd be like, oh, come on, Bill. Or
they something like that. Hey, time to break out the big candle.
Yeah. Ooh.
the big candle.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Who's going to blow the vuvuzela? You know, whatever it would be.
How about smearing frosting all over my face? Happy birthday, Tiger. Something like that.
You wouldn't take offense if your friend did that to you. You'd be like, dude, come on. You posted that on my wall. What's wrong with you?
I know. No, here's the thing. I'm playing devil's advocate, because if, in fact, a lesbian makes a comment like that to a heterosexual woman, it's kind of the same thing as a guy doing it.
I can see that point of view.
But there's nothing here to see. Clean it up, go home, get off Twitter. They're friends. All she did is make a little crack. Nobody cares. Calling her? Really? Ellen Weinstein. That's what they're going to do to her when she's having fun.
That, you know what?
That's dumb.
That's not even dumb. That's mean.
Yeah.
You're going to use that monster's name?
Yeah.
This guy sexually assaulted the
over 60 women.
I mean, and did some really lewd things with these women. And you're going to lay that on Ellen?
Yeah.
Whoever said that should be ashamed of themselves.
And do you see how everyone defended Ellen? Because everyone knows Ellen's nature. You see, that's why she gets the pass, and that's why there's no story here, because there's no story here.
Ellen is a sweet lady, and has helped lots of people out. And you don't hear bad things about her in Hollywood.
No, I think she would have by now. She's probably pretty cool. I don't think she's funny, but I think she's probably a pretty good chick.
You always say that, and I think that you say that because you're jealous of her comedic timing and her structure and the way she's able to tell jokes and just get them out there.
See, now you're going to bring that dirty old man in me out, and I'm going to get in trouble. When you say stuff like that, that's where I could get in trouble. Here comes the cat.